Mr. Clerk.
Item 27, file number 1534, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, declaring official intent to reimburse incurred capital project expenditures included in the 2015 capital improvements budget from proceeds of general obligation corporate purpose bonds or notes and qualified energy conservation bonds. The recommendation of the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit is adoption as amended.
Okay, adoption of 27 is before us. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This involved an amendment that I believe of segregated funding for the Estabrook Dam. Is that correct?
Yes.
This is the item. Thank you. I didn't become aware of that item until after, a day after the Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee met, because it simply wasn't on the agenda. And I would ask a temporary layover of this item until Corp Counsel can determine whether this item, the amendment, was properly noticed.
Okay. Did you, Supervisor Broderick, if Corporation Counsel is prepared, did you want them to speak on it? Or
I would appreciate that if that's possible.
Okay, let me find out.
I just didn't want him to, I want him to have time to be able to assess it.
Totally understandable. Mr. Bargren, do you feel that you can respond to that right now? Okay, looks like he can. Please turn that microphone on. Thank you.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, the notice requirement for public meeting topics is found in Section 1984, Prince 2 of the statutes. It requires notice that will reasonably apprise the public of the subject matter to be discussed at the meeting. The notice included, in this case, bonding and reimbursements. The subject matter was on the agenda, of course, and the subject matter being there, it can be addressed, it can be amended, it can be discussed. So in my opinion, the subject matter was set out in a manner to reasonably apprise the public that the subject matter would be considered. An amendment can be made and can be addressed, and so I believe the public notice was proper in this case.
Okay. Looks like the supervisor has an additional question. Supervisor.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that opinion. I've heard from many constituents who were very concerned that they had no notice of this being placed on the agenda, that it wasn't properly, in their view, agendized. And I tend to share those feelings. I think this was something of a blindside. But prior to it being heard in committee, you know, I couldn't help but, I guess, come to the view that this is yet another rather cleverly contrived method to assure funding of an environmental albatross, one that violates any notion of best practices at the most fundamental level. I, of course, given the way this is structured, won't vote to subvert other ongoing and needed projects. We have many of them that would be impacted by a negative vote on this. So I'm not intent on opposing this piece of legislative gymnastics. But certainly, I hope that the courts will act in the best interests of both the community and our environment when it rules on this matter in July. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I respect the supervisor and his view on the issue, and the view of anyone who hasn't supported the issue. I respect that that's your position. I do take exception to the suggestion that there was anything improper about the way this has come forward. I mean, it came forward a week ago in committee. Through an amendment, there's been ample, I mean, I think everyone knew it was coming. You know, perhaps you could have made those arguments last month, and I know people didn't like some of the way I was trying to go about this a month ago, but there's nothing new about the topic. It's been around for 5 years. There is no more appropriate resolution than a resolution about what are the projects moving forward with bonding, and this simply includes the Esterbrook Dam along with those 2015 projects. Effectively, what we've got is 400 projects have moved forward since we approved the Esterbrook Dam in 2009. And this simply says it's in the queue with everything else, and we expect them to get these projects done. It's unfortunate, I think, that the administration has tried to, you know, use fear, particularly around the cultural institutions, to try to get people to think that this somehow imperils them. If you just go back in your memory, 60, 90 days, whatever, to the budget, the county executive didn't actually want to fund any of those capital projects. If you recall, those projects weren't so critical that they had to move forward in February. He expected all of them to raise half of that money. It was the county board that fully funded those projects. And so for him to now step up and hold them up as projects that can't stand even the suggestion of a delay, he's just not being honest with people. He's using these projects. He's using the cultural institutions. Now, I think as we did the right thing in the budget, we'll do the right thing here. We'll adopt this. He can veto it, and we'll override it. I hope we'll do it expeditiously, and not wait for March. I'd suggest that we adjourn for a special meeting to take up the veto on this and other items. I don't want to belabor this. I appreciate that we're moving forward, but I did want to just explain those photographs that were handed out, just so everyone understands what always existed along the river in Milwaukee, and what the result of the drawdown in 2009 was. So if you want to understand why property owners and people who love Lincoln and Esterbrook and Clutch, why they're so livid about what's been going on with the dam and it not being fixed, you just have to look at those images and see what the park looks like now and what people's backyards look like now because of what's been done on the dam. That's what a drawn down river looks like. That's what happens when you drain a river. So that's what saving money and following ably gets you. You create disaster in your park, and you create disaster in the lives of a lot of people who live along that river. And most of the shoreline is in the park. So that's what you get. That's what ably buys with a little bit of so-called savings. And I ask you, is that worth it? Is that what you'd want to sell out your park, and you want to sell out residents? So I appreciate that we're moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Supervisor Jurczyk, then Alexander. Jurczyk and Alexander, and we're on item 27.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm a supervisor that voted no in Finance Committee, and I stand to advise the board that I'm changing my vote on that, largely because I, too, did not appreciate the county executive and his lobbying efforts yesterday in threatening delays of the Milwaukee Art Museum and some other very sensitive projects. I voted against the amendment on the dam. I have not been supporting it, but the politics behind this are just getting so ugly. The county exec has already made it known that he's going to veto this if it passes, and I would like to make sure that we do not put into jeopardy the Milwaukee Art Museum project. All of the gallery spaces are closed right now. They've got a wonderful show in the Calatrava exhibit, which I would encourage everyone to see, but they are very much needing to get the rest of the galleries open. This is going to affect the art museum personally in terms of the finances, et cetera. And I think it's very unwise for the county exec to be playing politics with that. I heard from the administration of Milwaukee Art Museum yesterday. They're very upset about the way this is being played. I think it's unfortunate, unwise, and therefore I'm changing my vote to make sure we have a veto-proof majority on this item. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Jurczyk. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we delete the amendment that was added in Finance Committee. Okay.
I don't know that we can do a verbal from
no
the floor.
Verbal.
Okay. Thank you. So that does need to be written and drafted for us to vote on, and it looks like the research staff is doing the very best they can. They would need time. Did you want to move?
I move temporary layover.
Okay. There's an objection. An objection to temporary layover that can be discussed and debated, but we will vote on it. Right? I think pretty sure it can be. Okay. We'll take a vote on shall we temporarily lay this item over. Does anyone want to discuss that? Seeing none, call the roll on a temporary layover.
Question is, shall the file be laid over till later in the meeting? Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Haas. Johnson.
No.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
No.
Mayo.
No.
Rainey. Roma West. Schmidt.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Weishan.
No.
Madam Chairwoman.
No. Seven ayes, nine noes. So we do not have a temporary layover. Supervisor Saskunas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm a little disappointed in my colleagues. However you feel what your position is on the SWM, Madam Chair, I'm not sure why we're not giving simple courtesies to each other. Today, I'll bet that at least five other members stand up today and ask for temporary layovers so that they can have an amendment draft. The simple right to be heard before this body. And I'll bet that those courtesies may be granted. I don't know why this one wasn't, but I'm disappointed in our body. I'm disappointed in our group. I guess if this is the way we're going to do business, we're going forward, we're going to give those kind of courtesies to each other so that people can be heard.
I guess that's how we'll do business. You know, I spent 16 years in Madison and saw some pretty awful things done by members to each other, and I also hear members here grumbling from time to time about how the legislature acts. But I can tell you that courtesies like this were almost always granted in the legislature. So
Madam
I'm disappointed.
Chair, I object. This my colleague's comments are not germane to this subject.
Okay. So currently, the temporary layover has been defeated, so the item is before us, unless there's another motion. Yeah, the question is adoption, right? It's tough, before I go to Supervisor Alexander, because we cannot take verbal amendments, so it needs to be written. Supervisor Alexander, on the adoption.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to divide the question into two parts. The first part being that which was added an amendment in Finance Committee, currently lines 117 through 113 through 119 of the board resolution. The second part being the remainder.
Okay. Supervisor Alexander has made a motion for division. I'm sure that is an appropriate motion. Okay. Let's hear Supervisor Johnson on that
motion.
Thank you,
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I hope that you would rule that such a division would not occur. I was very upset when I saw that during the budgetary process, a super amendment was broken up because it was ruled that
right.
such could happen. And I'm going to continue to be against actions like this.
Yeah.
I know that we should be courteous to our fellow supervisors, but when politics gets in the way to the extent that a whole new way of doing business, something I've never seen before, and we'll have been here 15 years and 2 months, then I'm going to stand up and at least express my concern. So I would hope that you would not do that, Madam Chair.
Okay. Let me confer here with the county clerk. I just want to remind people that there are different authorities in the budget, and the way that was broken up, yeah, I think that might have been, yeah, okay. And I believe that was just the power of the veto. So, okay, hold on 1 second. I'd like to get information before we make decisions here. Okay, so first of all, for recording purposes, Supervisor Alexander, could you please restate for our staff, they wanted to know the numbers of the lines again, and also what the clerk is telling me is that's actually a motion for a vote to divide the question. It's not a motion to ask the chair. It's that's what you were telling me, is that she made a motion to divide the question, and that motion is before us. So first, let's get the lines that are being asked to be divided.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the County Board resolution for file 15-34, the sections that were added to it in Finance Committee via the amendment process appear to be lines 113 through lines 119. They are the first two of three, be it further resolved, clauses on that page. So the motion would be to divide the question into two segments, one being lines 113 through 119, which were added as amendment in committee and pertain specifically to the dam, the second part being the remainder of the original resolution.
Okay. While we were discussing that, our staff has your amendment written. So the question now, Supervisor Alexander, is would you prefer to proceed with your amendment?
One moment, Madam Chair.
Okay. I want members to have the information to make choices, so.
Yes, Madam Chair, I rescind my current motion to divide the question and instead move to amend the item before us with the amendment currently being handed out.
Okay.
Amendment one.
So, that's appropriate. The amendment has been written, which our rules say that we must have an amendment written. That is before us. Take a look at it. Adoption of the amendment is before us. Would anyone like to discuss the amendment as they're seeing it here? I'll give people a moment. Do you have the amendment, Mr. Clerk?
No, okay.
Yeah. Mr. Clerk, we'll read it into the record.
Amendment number one to file number 1534, offered by Supervisor Alexander. Delete the two be it further resolved clauses on lines 113 to 119.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion of the amendment. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd ask members to vote no on the amendment. We want to talk about courtesy. What this amendment says is 400 other projects should move forward, but this one shouldn't. You know, what this one says is let's divide this body and we'll just continue to take votes on singular projects. You don't think that there are capital projects that any one of us have voted for in each other's districts that if we took a singular vote on it, we might say, I don't care about his bridge or her pool. That's what this is doing. So if you want any courtesy in the future, then don't allow us to be divided.
Okay.
That's what the resolution that this is attached to talks about. It's the 15 projects. It's the 2015 projects that we all approved, many of them over vetoes. And they're throughout this county. They're in every district. And I would, there was some other point I wanted to make. And it's escaping me. I hope that you'll oppose this. It's plain to see that this is just to empower the exec to divide this body on this question again.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Alexander, and then Johnson. Alexander.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I find this concept of talking about courtesies regarding other people's districts really intriguing at the moment, because I recall having some improvements to a park in my district that were on the table maybe about a year ago on the table, and a supermajority of the board worked together to single it out and then deny it. So that's interesting to bring up. I don't think that this amendment before us is any effort to empower the executive. I don't think that it's any effort to necessarily divide the body. The body's already divided with a respectful difference of opinion on how we should move forward. What this amendment does is it says that this body in this room here today that has voting power if we approve the amendment, does not agree with the decision of the Finance Committee to amend what was before us. And it gives us the opportunity to move forward on all these other projects without necessarily being strung into supporting something that we otherwise wouldn't. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Johnson, we're on the amendment.
Madam Chair, with respect to the amendment, I'm voting against the amendment. As far as collegiality is concerned, I believe in being respectful and being courteous to each other, as in as much as all of us are duly elected. With respect to what Supervisor Alexander mentioned earlier, I remember that I, as the co-chair of the Finance Committee, bent over backwards to see what we could do in order to have her project put into the budget, but it just didn't work out that way. And so with respect to targeting supervisors and what's happening with respect to their projects, constituents, I am against that. Because if we do that, we're never going to get anything done. It was mentioned before with respect to this group of projects. This is here as a collective. So it shouldn't be that we are nitpicking or we're taking out this or taking out that because a certain group of people want something to happen. These projects, in particular, this Estabrook Dam is in my district. It has affected people who were in my district. They are no longer in my district, and they are in Supervisor Lipscomb's district. However, I've been a supporter of this project since I've been in office since 2000, and I've been to many meetings at the Pabst Pavilion, many meetings to hear what's going on, and I'm not trying to be critical of the supervisors, but I do know that they were not there. And my constituents and his constituents have been impacted by what's been going on from the last few months. So I am going to vote no with respect to this amendment. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. On the amendment, Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I remember what it was. I wanted to highlight the fact that everyone who was here last year, anyone who was on the county board, you already voted for this very same reimbursement resolution specific only to this project was before this body and it passed unanimously. So this project has been up for individual votes. It's passed with majorities. It's had veto overrides going back 5 years. So don't tell me that this thing has to stand alone today unlike any other project ever does. This project has regularly stood alone for individual votes and veto overrides. And there's no reason that 400 other projects get to move forward, but this one doesn't.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Broderick?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's important to understand that growth in our attitudes and postures, mine has been what it has from the beginning of this, opposing the repair of the dam. But, you know, now that my colleagues have all had time to analyze this carefully, it's very clear that this does not prevent flooding, as some of its proponents have claimed. It exacerbates flooding. The Parks Department came to the recommendation that it did after a careful study. This is throwing good money away to reconstruct this albatross, as I called it earlier. And, you know, it's contrary to everything going on nationally in terms of best practices. So to reconstruct this ancient dam that will do nothing but, you know, for instance, I got a call from one of the members of the trout group. I can't just pull his name offhand, but a large, broad-based state group who very much want this dam to come down to encourage the kind of fishing that I see going on now under the Locust Street Bridge since the dam was removed at North Avenue. Environmentally, there's no question about what the best move here is. If we vote to maintain this, it's going to take money from other projects that could be productively put to good use. As I said, this is an anachronism and deserves to die a death.
Thank you. Any other comments on the amendment? The amendment is before us. For those listening in or joining in, we're on item 27, Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, and we have an amendment before us. Any other discussion of the amendment? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Question is adoption of Amendment 1. Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Haas. Johnson.
No.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Mayo. Rainey. Roma West. Schmidt. Saskunas. Taylor. Weddle. Weishaupt.
No.
Madam Chairwoman.
No. Seven ayes, nine noes. The amendment has failed. Item 27 is before us. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I return to moving to divide the question as previously described.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would hope that we wouldn't go forward with these needless parliamentary procedures. We've taken multiple votes now that have come out 9-7. So we do have a full agenda for the day, and I would hope we would keep that in mind as we move forward. So I would hope that we would no longer separate the question and just move forward with the package. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to divide is before us. It does take a majority vote. Any discussion? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, call the roll.
Question is, shall the question be divided? Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Haas. Johnson.
No.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
No.
Mayo.
No.
Rainey.
No.
Roma West.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Daskunas.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Weddle. Weishaupt.
No.
Madam Chairwoman.
No. Six ayes, ten noes. Motion to divide fails. We're on item 27. Any other discussion of item 27? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Question is adoption. Supervisors Alexander.
No.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Haas. Johnson.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rainey. Roma West.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Madam Chairwoman.
Aye. 15 ayes, 1 no. Item 27 has been approved.